20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome in to the game day edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Oh my God, it feels good to say that. It has been too long. It's preseason, but it's still a game day. It is Packers game day. I'm Steve Furhatch. I am joined by Dusty Evely and the vice president of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, Sarah Kelleher. What is going on, VP? How you doing?
I am great. I am so excited that there is a game today. Like you said, it's preseason, but still it's a game, and it's something that we're all going to get to see and that we've been waiting for, and it's one step closer to the regular season. So I'm super pumped right now, and I feel like a kid on Christmas morning.
For a preseason game, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Dusty, are you feeling equally excited?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, super hyped. I love preseason, man. Not preseason. I love Packers preseason. I tried watching the Hall of Fame game, and like, I don't care about the fifth string running back in Atlanta. Like, that does not interest me too much. But Packers preseason, absolutely love it, man. You've been reading about these guys. You go through camp. I mean, you go through draft. You see all these signings. I mean, we've talked a bunch just about kind of the bottom of the roster, kind of some of these guys who may not make the team. But this is, you finally get a chance to see these guys out there and doing something. And it's actual, even if it's not real football. It looks and feels enough like real football. So I get excited about it. I don't care about who wins or loses, but I love preseason football until someone goes down with an injury.
I saw something on Twitter for the Hall of Fame game. People were like putting out the lines for it of the over under and you know, that the Falcons were -2.5 or -2. And I'm like, oh my God, if you are betting on that game, you have an issue. Like, don't get me wrong, daily fantasy, love it. I can get on board with that. But for a preseason game, like, oh my God. Yeah. How can – yeah. But football's back. It's back, and we're excited. We do have a little bit of Packers news that we need to talk about. Jason Spriggs was waived, injured from the team. And he actually ended up going unclaimed. So he reverts back to the Packers IR. He came in with an elbow issue from the offseason and then got a back injury. So we still don't know exactly how it's all going down, but he's on the IR at the minute. And I'm just kind of curious to see how the rest of it plays out. But I mean, they must feel good enough with their current offensive line group that they can cut the former second round draft pick.
Or they feel bad enough with Spriggs. One or the other, Steve. It's one or the other.
See, I was trying to go glass half full, you know, first preseason game. Mm. Yeah, you know, but you know, that's kind of how, that's how the way this whole relationship works. I bring in the positive, you just drown it out with the negative showers. Like, just
is that how it works?
I feel that's the way it works. Yes,
I think
I'm the host of this one, so I gotta, you know, try to bring the positive energy all the time. And you always come into it, you're like, I'm doing fine.
There's times I want to bring this up. There's times I brought positive energy, and then you're like, oh, you're just making fun of me. Shut up. And I'm not. So learn how to.
I've said this multiple times on this podcast, Dusty. I can tell when you're faking it. Sarah, that might be the one to note for this week's. Oh, man. I don't think I've made Dusty laugh that hard.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Writing it down right now.
Well done, Steve.
Sarah, what should I write for that? Sarah is documenting all the jackassery that we do on this podcast for when we come up to the 2-year anniversary. She can roll through all the best lines from the show. So, Dusty, I can tell when you're faking it. I think that's a good one.
I think that's good. And at this rate, Steve, there's no way this team is sticking together for another full year. I'm going to say someone intervenes at some point, I assume.
Yeah, you're probably not right. At least they'll probably take game days away from us.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. And then I'll just leave and start my own podcast.
Well, we all knew it was coming. She finally said it. Finally admitted to it.
That's cool. It'll be all like the 20-year-olds who don't drink. So, I mean, well, we'll lose like 3 listeners. It's fine. Jesse, you wanted to talk a little bit about – there's an article on Packers.com about Robert Tonyan. You're starting to to feel the hype a little bit. So why don't you kind of break down what that article was about and before we start talking some game day stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, I was kind of digging on Tanyan last year, just the skill set that he brings. I was kind of a, I mean, this time of year last year, if you rewind to a year ago, there's a whole bunch of, is Tanyan going to make it? You know, he was a converted wide receiver. He hadn't really played tight end that much, but just like raw physical guy that if he could turn it around, could be good. And so, you know, we had a full year of him, didn't do too much last year, obviously, but the tight end depth this year, that's a guy I know I found myself thinking about a lot and a lot of other people had as well. So, yeah, I was looking at Packers.com today and I saw Wes Hod wrote an article about Tanyan and just kind of what has happened kind of this past between last season and this season, this offseason, and even just last season a little bit as well. And Tanyan talked about how you know, he kind of came in. He didn't really know what to expect. You had these two guys ahead of him on the depth chart, or three guys, I guess, because Kendricks was here. But especially, you know, Graham and Lewis is these two guys who had their spots that didn't necessarily need to kind of teach a young guy anything because they don't want this young guy coming in and taking over anything. That's the mentality among some people. Just talk about how both those guys have taken him under their wing. And it's really interesting from a learning the game perspective, and he kind of touched on this as well, that you had, you know, Jimmy Graham, who, despite what you think of him now in his current state, and I still like him a lot, but despite what you think of him, has been a successful receiving tight end in this league and knows how to be successful. So he's getting kind of receiving tips from Jimmy Graham, and then you get the blocking from Mercedes Lewis, who's just a tremendous blocking tight end. So you're kind of getting these two experts in their field that he's been able to sit behind now for a full year. And really, again, this offseason, he kind of went into that a little deeper. And then coming into camp, they're even more kind of digging into that. And so it's this really cool look at kind of Tanyan's evolution and kind of how he got to where he is now, from a guy who might not make the roster to the number three tight end on the roster, possibly primed to be number one after this year, and kind of what has gotten him to that point, and just kind of this advanced NFL education from these two guys who had just been at the top of that specific section of their craft. No, super interesting look, and I think bodes really well for Tanyan this year. Certainly, I was a big fan of him coming into this year, and after reading that, like, oh, this guy's going to catch, he's going to go for 1,200 yards this year, so probably a little too optimistic. But yeah, really, if you've not read it yet, it's over on Packers.com. Really, really fascinating read. I really, really enjoyed that.
I think the one thing I took away, too, was, as you said, it's exciting for Tanyan, but in my head, I also go, man, for next year, Tanyan Sternberger, these both of them, like, they're both in that same room. They're going to be picking those things up. Like, all of a sudden, if those guys kind of hit, you have a hell of a duo that can both catch the ball and block. So, I mean, tight end wise, they're trending upward in a real big way, and I'm kind of excited for the way that it all could turn out.
Yeah, and Sternberger, we'll have to see, because I mean, his profile even in college was a willing blocker, if not a particularly good one, and Tanya's just so raw, you don't know. But apparently it sounds like he is working on his blocking, and, you know, maybe take it with a grain of salt considering the fact that it's coming from Jimmy Graham saying it, but apparently Tanyan has really improved his blocking in the offseason. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve. That's two guys. Maybe you're 1-2 next year. It's really exciting.
Yeah, my kind of takeaway from it was, like you said, Dusty, these guys might not be a big fan of them now and what they're doing, especially with Graham, but they obviously have experience and they have that veteran experience and have been in situations that are crucial in development as a player. And so if two young tight ends can get that kind of mentorship, that's huge for the future. And that was something that really stood out to me, and what kind of seconding what you said, Steve, that it's only up from here if they're getting that kind of advice and that kind of, and they're picking their brains in that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's for sure an exciting, exciting time for the tight end group. Hopefully this all hits, and it's kind of one of those things that it's for the tight end group. The Packers have thrown draft picks at it. They've thrown they've thrown free agent signings at it, and just nothing has hit. So, I mean, you're kind of hoping that the Tanyan Sternberger is on the upward trend, and this is going to be they're finally going to have an answer at tight end.
Yeah, for sure.
Smooth transition-wise, it's freaking game day, guys.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how excited I am. Not because it's game day, but thank the freaking Lord we'll actually have some football to talk about, because I'm getting so sick and tired of the Twitter BS that is going on between Florio, that's going on between Bears fans, that's going on between Packers fans, like Vikings fans. Like, it's just, it's everywhere, and they're talking about the same nonsense over and over, and it's just like my mind is about to explode, and I'm just so ready for actual football to happen. And I know it's still the preseason, but this just means we're this much closer to the regular season, and we're this much closer. But I mean, can we go over a couple of the latest things? Because it just, it blows my mind that these things are actually on Twitter that people are arguing about. I mean, we all saw that LaFleur likes having the inter-squad scrimmages mm-hmm. with the Texans. He liked it. Rodgers didn't. Holy crap, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God, like Mike Florio went out of his way to say that, you know, this is a big, big deal for the Packers, and how could the quarterback and the head coach not be on the same page, and blah, blah, blah. Like, holy crap. In the NFL world, it is possible for both of them to be right.
Yeah, God forbid they answer a question differently. God forbid.
No, I mean, they need to be robots. They need to be, like, linked the same way. As like, he needs to be, Rodgers, as soon as he answers a question, needs to be texting LaFleur and say, this is what I said, this is what you should say. Or vice versa. I mean, they should just flip it back and forth. But
I think, I don't know what you guys think, I think it's disrespectful if they wear different clothes, too. I think that shows a massive level of disrespect. That they're not calling each other before and being like, hey, what are you wearing today? Like, come on, dude. You're the quarterback. You're supposed to be the leader of this team, and that's the coach. Like, show some respect. You know, lead by example. You know?
Oh, it's like he goes into the Packers pro, like, Rodgers goes into the Packers pro shop, picks out a nice, you know, quarter zip and pulls it out. And why isn't he grabbing a second one to give to LaFleur?
Well, what I heard, and this is, you know, I can't divulge my sources, is that LaFleur went into the pro shop. And Rodgers had a fake mustache and was trailing him and saw what he bought and then went to a different rack to purposefully buy something else.
That's bad leadership right there.
He did it because he's a bad leader and he's selfish and he's conceited.
And he said that when he was like checking out too. He was like, I'm not paying for this. And also, I don't like the people that I don't like my coach. Like he said that.
He snuck out before LaFleur and says, put it on that guy's tab. So he made him pay for it too.
Yeah. Man, that's terrible. None of that stuff is true. If anyone actually thinks we're serious, none of that stuff is true. Well, you know the thing that kills me. So you have that the Florio stuff, and Florio's Florio, and he's a Vikings fan, and blah, like, I mean, all of this in public, nothing has been said from LaFleur or Rodgers that has been like, this guy sucks. Nothing has been said that leads me to believe that these guys cannot get along. There was the audible thing, but I don't think that's a big deal at all. And there was even
we needed content. We needed something to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a different system. It's a different system, and it's an interesting tidbit. That's about it.
Sure.
We had a couple days ago, LaFleur sat down with Peter King and actually said the words, I love coaching Aaron Rodgers. I think it's great. He's a super smart guy, and I'm learning a lot, and we challenge each other, and that's really good. And you know how much press that got against the Florio stuff?
Like, I did not hear about it.
Yeah, I had to look it up myself. And, you know, the funny thing is they're both on NBC Sports. It's the same. Both of those, like the video and the article were on the same exact page-ish, you know, owned by the same parent company or whatever. And one got a ton of press because it's Florio being a big old troll. And I get it. I mean, I get why it gets the traction, because it's clickbaity things. And also because there's
we don't want to comment on it.
And there's also more people that dislike the Packers than like the Packers. That's the way it goes. So if you get like an anti-Packers thing, people are like, well, I'm going to hang on to this. And it's just dumb clickbaity stuff. Like, I get it. It's still just, I'm with you, Steve. To other fan bases, I don't care. I don't care about the interactions with the other fan base. But I mean, among Packers fans, and the other thing as well that I kind of talked about with you earlier, Steve, was the stupid, they have one bad inter-squad practice with the Texans. And now everyone's like, offense isn't on the same page. This is a disaster. It's one practice. Like, I can't wait to get to the game so we don't have to talk about this garbage anymore.
So, basically, the reference I would make is for all the parents out there that have watched the movie Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Oh my God, there was one bad practice. The offense wasn't great.
There's also a book, Steve. It's also a pretty famous book.
Well, that's the one that I've been watching with my kid, is the one that Zach Braff plays Chicken Little. And she's a big fan of that one. So we've watched it here and there. It's on Netflix currently as well. So, you know, heads up for all the parents.
Well, adding on to like what we were saying about Rodgers and the relationship and the rumors that are flying around there, there was literally a video the other day of him pranking before at practice. Yeah. And pretending like there was a ball coming and about to hit him, and there was nothing, and he was just totally psyching him out. And that video, I saw it circulating a little bit, and I went to go show someone at work the other day, and it was gone. It was deleted. And then I could not find it anywhere. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is something that is full-on proof. You don't joke around with people that you don't like. Like, you always, with your friends, you mess with them, and you play pranks on them, and you make jokes with them, with people you're comfortable around, people that you know are going to understand that. So if Rodgers truly did not like him, I don't think he would be messing around with him at the start of practice. I think he just wouldn't be talking to him. So it's little things like that that people, it just goes right over their head, and they don't even look at, when if you look at, you know, video of them talking at practice and having conversation like that and kind of messing around with each other, it's obvious that there's a pretty decent relationship that's beginning there. Everyone wants to grab what they see in the headlines and grab what they want to think is true, and that's what makes the news.
No, Sarah. He was in a boot that was a dangerous prank, and he could have hurt himself by falling over because he thought there was a football coming in. No.
That video, man, their smiles were so ridiculously big. By both of them. I love
and Devontae's in it, and Devontae's laughing, and I was like, this is the wholesome content that I needed today. And then the next day, everyone's like, the Packers are in flames, they're terrible, they had one bad practice, and it's just a mess.
The floor, like, playfully tapped his arm, and then music swelled, and it looked like they were gonna kiss, but then they didn't. It was a great video. It was a great video.
Somebody put some Titanic music behind it. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
All right, wow. Steve, that is a good song.
Do you do karaoke? This sounds like something you might do.
I do, but I've never done that song. It's been a while.
Really?
Maybe you should try it.
You're right. It's a good point, sir.
I am not a karaoke guy.
Oh, well,
and I lived in Korea for 2 years, and they love that stuff.
Next time I'm up that way, Steve, you, me, buddy.
I like it.
Karaoke. Karaoke.
I don't even know if there's... I'm sure there's a karaoke.
There's absolute karaoke.
There's got to be. All right, let's jump in. Game day. Packers, Texans, home game, 7 p.m. The Packers are 2.5-point favorites for those who care about that. But as much as it's game day, it's still preseason. Like, we'll be seeing a lot of the guys who won't be making the roster. So I just kind of, instead of going deep dive into anything, I just kind of want to talk to you guys and see what's the one thing that you're going to be looking at when you're watching, like your main focus of what you want to see or look for when you're watching the game. So Sarah, let's start with you.
So something I'm going to be looking for is, typically in the past few seasons, although the Texans have been pretty decent overall, they typically struggle with protecting their quarterback. With their offensive line is always kind of a mess, and that's something that they don't really see, like, people that have covered the team I was reading up don't really expect them to fix this year. And so since the Packers defense has been such a big talking point, and they've made some changes there and kept some of our strongest players on that end, I'm really looking at what our defense is going to do. How are they going to put pressure on the quarterback tomorrow, no matter who it is? I know it might not be the first, you know, string offensive line guys out there, but if, you know, for the first couple plays, it is them, I'm curious to see what, you know, Kenny Clark, Blake Martinez, now we have Za'Darius Smith, and then Fackrell last year, who turned into Sackrell halfway through the year, and then now Preston Smith, and they drafted Gary. So there's a lot of potential that could make the Packers defense, and specifically with their pass rush, very, very efficient this year. So I'm just, if there's any action in that area, that's kind of what I'm looking for, because it's been such a big talking point, and it would be kind of a game where that could maybe be tested and brought to light a little bit.
Dusty?
Yeah, I mean, I said earlier, you know, I don't care who wins and loses. That doesn't doesn't matter to me at all. I know some people do, and I've never understood that. So, yeah, I don't care. But what I am looking at is the running back position. You've got, if you consider fullback a running back, which you should, because it is, I'd say the Packers have, I've got the Packers having four locks right now, and I think we'll see two of them. I think Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams we likely will not even see. I know they've been kind of battling injuries, but those guys are locks to make the roster, so whatever. Dexter Williams, draft pick from this year, I'm putting him as a lock to make it, and also Danny Vitale, who I talked about quite a bit last week. So that's exciting. So I assume we're going to see Dexter Williams and Danny Vitale. But then the other guys, I figure, like, you've got four other guys. It seems like every time they waive or drop somebody, the position they bring in is running back. LaFleur is obviously looking at this, whether he's planning on keeping five, which seems like a lot, but in his offense, you know, possibly. Who knows? I don't know. I'm thinking you got, like, one out of these four guys going to make it. You got Trey Carson, Corey Grant, Keith Ford, and Darren Hall. And so I'm kind of looking at these guys here. I'm looking at, like, who's battling. I figure there's four guys for one spot. So how do those guys look when they get playing time? And furthermore, who gets playing times when the two squad is in there? We're not going to see much of the ones. But when the second squad is in there, I assume it's going to be Dexter Williams and Danny Vitale are going to see some. But who's that next guy? Because that's probably going to tell you who they're leaning. I think it's probably going to be Trey Carson. I'm hoping that it's going to be Corey Grant is the guy who kind of makes it out. I like what he could bring to the table. But that's kind of what I'm looking at. I mean, you're looking at and a lot of those backup guys. A lot of these guys, you're waiting for someone to jump out at you. I mean, whether or not they make the team, it's always kind of fun to see, like, you've heard these names through camp, and it's, oh, this guy looks really, really good. So anyone who kind of flashes a little bit, gives you something to dream on, I'm kind of excited about. But really, it's that running back position that really, which one of those four guys is going to step up and look like, oh, yeah, this could be the guy. I'm never right on picking who they pick any given year.
You said it was last week or 2 weeks ago that you got excited a couple years ago about the whole Janus to Hundley to Janus thing.
Yeah, I was never a big believer in – I was actually a believer in Hundley. I was never really a big believer in Janus, but he ran a stop and go. And I was like, oh, he actually could stop and go. I didn't know he could do that. That's fun. But it was more like Hundley because it was kind of an anticipation throw. But yeah, I mean, I always have like guys I fall in love with in the preseason. I'm like, oh, that's sure. The guy. That's the guy. And then like he never plays an NFL snap. So don't listen to me.
So before we move, I give you mine. I do have to ask you, since we were discussing Brett Hundley, who is a more annoying gum chewer, Brett Hundley Pete Carroll?
It's Pete Carroll.
Okay. Yeah. I would always just get annoyed. Like I felt like Brett Hundley could die on the football field because he's chewing gum and somebody is going to sack him. And like it's gonna go in the back of his throat, and he's gonna choke and die on the field. Like
I never had an issue with Hundley chewing gum. That was a thing. I never cared about that. Pete Carroll, he like struts around and chews gum like he owns the place.
Yeah, no, even when he's losing, a jag-off. He is.
I hate watching that. Description of him.
I have more colorful language, Sarah. But I'm not gonna go into it here.
Andy has censored us, and like you're the vice president. Why can you not talk to Andy and get him to a lot? Like this is the second year. I should be allowed to get like two swears for the entire year. Like I'll work them in perfectly. I won't waste them in the preseason. But if something happens like really badly, I should be able allowed to drop an F-bomb. I think that's fair.
I feel like if Pete Carroll's involved, we should be able to say whatever we want.
Mm-hmm. As the VP, Sarah, you need to work on Andy and then get this approved for us.
Yes, please.
I want two swears for the entire year.
For the entire year?
Yeah. It's a PG-rated podcast. I don't want to drop them all the time, but I feel that I should be allowed two swear words for the entire year.
I feel like your VP title is maybe like a figurehead thing. Do you have any real power, Sarah?
I will talk to Andy and I will talk to HR, and then I'll get back to you in about 10 business days. So
I think HR is actually Steve. I think we're good.
Oh, dude, if I'm HR, we're golden. I'll approve anything at this point.
I'll need you then to probably review the ethics handbook and everything that you were given at the start. But it's fine. You know, we'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, for me, as far as what I'm looking for, I actually am going to cheat. I've got two things since I haven't been able to make it up to practice. I am very much hoping that Za'Darius Smith is going to be playing right away. I want to watch him in action You know, there's been rave reviews about him beating people one-on-one, beating Bakhtiari, taking the Texans tackles to business. Like, I want to see it. I want to see him just be worth that money. I want to see him take advantage of the tackles and get to Deshaun Watson. My guess is Deshaun Watson probably won't be playing, but I want to see him to get to the Texan quarterback, and I just want to see all of that in action. I want to see that whole front line just abuse people, because I'm excited about that, which just makes the backside better, and I'm excited for the defense this year. I think this is, for the first time in a long time, this could be a top 10 defense, and it's exciting that the Packers could be there again. So that's number one, what I'm looking for. Number two I'm looking at is the quarterback play. Rodgers looks like he most likely is not going to play at all. So we're not looking at that. And then I want to see where LaFleur ranks his quarterbacks, because, you know, they traded for Kaiser, but that wasn't his guy. They've got Boyle. I want to see where he puts them. Like, if they give a lot of time to Kaiser because they want to see what he can do, or if they're trying to build some trade value because they believe in Boyle. I don't know. I don't know what they think right now. And I'm just, out of anything, I'm just curious as to see what they think about the quarterbacks, because as much as I love Aaron Rodgers, he's been nicked up many times in the past couple of years. And I want to know, I'd feel a lot better if they had a veteran quarterback, but they don't. So I want to see what they got.
Well, also, Manny Wilkins has an absolute cannon. Like, he's not making a team, but I want to see him. I would love to see him out there just gunning, just chucking as hard as he can chuck.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, give everybody a look that they can. Like, I want to see. I think it was Nagler who said it, but I heard him say is, you can't teach accuracy.
Yeah.
And Kaiser doesn't have it. Like, he just doesn't have it, and he hasn't had it for the entire time of his entire career. So at what point do you say we have an inaccurate backup quarterback? That's not ideal. Like, that's not what you want. And Rodgers is 35. He's not, like, he's been nicked up here and there, and he's had bigger injuries the past couple of years. That can't be the game plan. Like, you have to be able, like, I want to see what Boyle can do. I want to see what Wilkins can do, and just, I don't know, maybe go from there.
Yeah,
Am I crazy?
No, but like, if if you're talking about Boyle, like, I don't think Boyle necessarily has a reputation for being accurate either. We just haven't seen him. Like, if we're talking about Tim Boyle, like, yeah, he's, I don't know. He does not, I don't think he's an accurate passer.
I don't feel good about either of any of their backup quarterbacks.
I listened to Andy and Aaron's joint podcast the other day, and they were talking about how if it gets to the point where Aaron Rodgers is not playing and one of them has to play, the season is done. And that's pretty much it. I mean,
Sarah, you know what? You really could have referenced our podcast when we previewed the quarterbacks, where we said that
these are bigger names. They don't care about us. These are bigger names.
Son of a bitch, Dustin.
Oh, no. This was literally just like 3 days ago, so it was the freshest thing in my mind. But yes, we did say it on our podcast about a week or two ago as well. But I think that's the truth of the matter: is that if they play, it's not good, and I will be very scared. And they just need someone else in that position eventually.
Yep, definitely agree. All right, before we go, I need scores from everybody, because this is what we do on game days: is predict the scores. No. Preseason scores, give it to me.
And I could have been thinking about this.
I got it's 14-10. It's going to be 14-10 because it's preseason, and who cares?
The Packers winning?
Sure. 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 Why not, Sarah? Why not?
Yeah, let me flip a quarter here. Yeah, we got the Packers winning. Okay.
We're gonna say game winning throw, and we're gonna say Manny Wilkins to I don't know, Darius Shepherd. Say yeah, that's what we're gonna say. Yeah,
I'm gonna say 17-10. The Packers win. I have no way.
No proclamation of who's going to get
the touchdown or not. I don't know when or who is involved in the winning touchdown, but that is
this amateur hour.
It's running back number 7 that runs in for a touchdown.
He just doesn't. His jersey just has RB on the back.
RB number 7. Yeah. Like, I think I'm going to go a little bit higher score. I think I'm going to go 31-24, but I think I'm going to have the Packers losing.
Get out.
Get out. Dude, it's preseason. Who cares?
I'm so upset with you, Steve. I'm so, I put a lot of thought and passion into mine, and I expect the same out of you.
I'm the one who asked the question, so obviously I had thought about it previously.
Yeah, you did not bring up we'd be talking about this.
I know. Sometimes I like
I'm to hurt guys, and offended.
I like to keep you guys on your feet because sometimes you guys are jackasses. I don't know if you're aware of that.
That's mean. So that seems you on your feet. Pretty rude.
Eh, I'm okay with it.
Me too.
All right. Well, although I predicted that the Packers will lose, hopefully this will be a Packer victory. You know, preseason or not, it's always a good time for a Packer victory. If you guys are looking to go to the Packer game tomorrow, make sure you check the Ticket King. That's one of our sponsors, and they always have great ticket deals for the game. So make sure to check them out. Do you guys have any closing statements you need to make?
I have two small things. I've got Sarah. You go first. You go first, Sarah.
Sarah never has anything.
I was just going to say I will be
of
starting.
She does now.
To write again for Cheesehead TV starting tomorrow. I'll be doing my game recaps after every game. So my first one will be up tomorrow after the game, or either early morning on Friday, depending on how late the game goes. It won't be as results oriented or with stats, considering that it is a preseason game, but it'll kind of be a preseason write-up. This is what we saw. This is what maybe who stood out, what went right at some points, what went wrong, and what maybe they can work on for the next game. So that will, I will have a write-up after every game starting tomorrow. Nice. So make sure to check it out if you follow Cheesehead TV.
Which you should. Yeah, I had, I kind of finished up my off-season series. I've been doing the Floors Tennessee passing offense, which was awesome. And then I ended up this past week with going back to a game we talked about. Is that last week? 2 weeks ago? When did we talk about that? The Eagles game.
Whenever we had the one-year episode.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. We talked about the 2016 Eagles game that kind of kickstarted the run the table. That just was Rodgers getting the ball out just like crazy. And so I kind of revisited that game and showed what Rodgers can do when he's getting the ball out quickly, which I expect to see in the Flores offense. So that was kind of fun. That's up on Cheesehead now. That went up on this past Monday, I think. And then my other thing was on the other podcast that I do, Pack to the Future, I think yesterday it went up. We got to talk to Chris Jackie, who is a Super Bowl winner and, you know, kicker, longtime kicker for the Packers. And that was just a tremendous amount of fun. Just a really cool guy. Just had a ton of fun talking to him. So that was awesome. So that's on the Pack to the Future podcast that came out earlier this week. And that was great. I actually talked to a Super Bowl winner. It's kind of awesome.
Sarah, can you tell us all a little bit about Chris Jackie?
What do you mean? He's a kicker. I know he's a kicker. Yesterday, I was like, isn't he the one that had the record-breaking field goal? And you guys didn't know what I was talking about. But I looked it up, and I was right.
In overtime, he had the longest, I think, overtime game winner.
Yeah, it was like 53 yards or something.
Yeah, he's not the longest field goal of all time.
How many yards?
No, it was like in Packers history or something. It wasn't of all time. It was just like in the Packers history.
See, I thought you were talking about all time.
Yeah, I mean,
it was just your response was, isn't he that guy that had that really long kick? Like, I don't know, he's a field goal kicker, so probably.
Like, you're right. But we were looking for a little bit more from you. So, okay. Well, I think that kind of wraps everything up here. I think we're pretty good to go. It's Packers game day. We're all jacked up, excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, we have some real football to talk about again. And we will be back next week with another preseason preview.
Every preseason game. We got the next four, right? We got today and the next four are games.
You're off.
We're
Dusty
off.
Dusty and I are off.
Yeah, that's right.
At the end of the month, there will be a special announcement. But Dusty and I have been put on sabbatical for a week. Sarah's going to be hosting a special Pack-A-Day podcast episode, but we can't disclose those details.
I think Andy didn't say specifically, but he did say that we were getting the week off because of something you said, Steve. Now, I don't know exactly what it was, but I think that was his exact language, because of something Steve did.
We're getting benched because of something I did, but Sarah somehow got out of it? Okay, that's cool.
She's not associated.
Being the vice president has it.
She's got a private bathroom, and she's immune to these kinds of things. So
can't argue with it at all. Yeah, that should wrap everything up for us. We will be back next Thursday, as well as Sarah will be back the following Thursday after that. And hopefully we'll be celebrating some Packers preseason wins. So for Dusty, for Sarah, I'm Steve. As always, go Pack, go!